This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. An armed force from one of Myanmar's ethnic groups was deployed to protect anti-coup marchers Monday in the wake of a brutal junta crackdown on demonstrations that has left more than 50 people dead. The United from the Karen National Police Force arrived shortly after dawn to accompany about 2,000 protesters and in southeastern Myanmar. They carried an assortment of firearms, including rifles, as they marched ahead of the column down dusty rural roads. Australia has suspended its defense cooperation with Myanmar and it's redirecting humanitarian aid because of the Southeast Asian nation's military takeover. A foreign minister, Maurice Payne, said Monday that Australian diplomats only had access to economic policy advisor Sean Turnell twice since he was detained in early February. She described the access as a small amount of consular support. Australia announced late Sunday it had suspended a defense training program with Myanmar worth about $1.5 million. The fate of a former Minneapolis police officer who pressed his knee into George Floyd's neck as a black man said he could not breathe will be decided by 12 residents in a county who will be picked after extensive grilling about their views this Monday. That jury selection again begins Monday in the trial of Derek Chauvin, who is charged with second-degree murder and manslaughter in connection with Floyd's death. Picking a jury is expected to take at least 3 weeks as prosecutors and defense attorneys try to weed out potential jurors who may have biases. Legal experts say the key will be finding jurors who can put aside their opinions and decide the case based on evidence. This is VOA News. Equatorial Guinea authorities say that a series of explosions at a military barracks there killed at least 20 people, wounded at least 600 others. The president said in a statement that the explosion was due to the negligent handling of dynamite in the military barracks located in one neighborhood in Bata. The defense ministry released a statement late Sunday saying that a fire in a weapons depot in the barracks caused the explosion of high-caliber ammunition. It said the provisional toll was 20 dead and 600 injured, attending and adding that the cause of the explosion will be fully investigated. The United States and South Korea have reached an agreement in principle on a new arrangement for sharing the cost of the American troop presence. Details have not been released, but the State Department's Bureau of Political Military Affairs said Sunday that the deal includes a negotiated increase in Seoul's share of the cost for the U.S. troop presence. Talks had broken down during the Trump administration over Washington's demand for a five-fold increase in South Korea's share of the cost. A State Department spokesperson declined to specify the agreed increase in Seoul's share. Oprah Winfrey's interview with Meghan and Harry has produced several revelations for Meghan, saying she experienced suicidal thoughts. Harry saying he felt trapped in royal life and the couple revealing the sex of their second child. Meghan, who was biracial, told Winfrey in the interview airing Sunday night in the U.S. that there were discussions among the royal family about how dark her son's skin would be. Both Meghan and Harry were critical of the royal family and those who work with them, but both refused to criticize Queen Elizabeth II. Meghan says the Queen has always been wonderful to her. The interview special aired on CBS and will be shown the following day in Britain. Pope Francis has wrapped up a historic whirlwind tour of Iraq that sought to bring hope to the country's marginalized Christian minority with the message of coexistence, forgiveness, and peace. The pontiff has been traveling with his delegation and were seen off with the farewell ceremony at the Baghdad airport from where he departed for Rome. The four-day papal visit has covered five provinces across Iraq. People gathered in crowds to catch a glimpse of the Pope wherever he went, fueling coronavirus concerns. A few wore face masks, especially during all of Francis's visits on Sunday in northern Iraq. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Welcome. to the Soul Lounge. The Soul Lounge is now open. And here's your host, the Lady DJ.
This week inside the Soul Lounge, we are celebrating the queen of hip-hop soul, Mary J. Blige. Recently, news broke of her separation from husband Kendu Isaacs, her partner in both life and business, for the last 12 years. While fans are mourning the end of this relationship, they are also curious to hear if this experience will inspire a new album. Mary's last breakup album, My Life, released in 1994, is considered an R&B classic. For over 20 years, that album has been soothing broken hearts. This hour, we're going to hear a couple of songs from that legendary project. Plus, we'll go all the way back to the beginning of her career with music from her first album, What's the 411? That's the album that revolutionized the sound of R&B music. And later on in the show, we'll follow Mary all the way to London, where she, confident and curious, sought out some of that country's most progressive producers and singers to produce an album that moved her further away from her roots than she'd ever dared to go. But as with all things, it's best to start at the beginning. Mary J. Blige was born in the cradle of hip-hop, the Bronx. Her mother a nurse, her father a jazz musician. She moved to Georgia as a young girl to live with relatives, and it was there where she discovered her voice in the choir of a small Pentecostal church. She eventually moved back to New York City, where one day she recorded a cover of Anita Baker's Caught Up in the Rapture at a karaoke booth at the mall. That tape made its way to Andre Harrell, the CEO of Uptown Records, where Sean Combs was the head of A&R. Sean was also a producer and decided that he would produce her first album. And in 1992, Uptown Records released Mary J. Blige's debut album, What's the 411? Which went on to sell 3 million copies, largely thanks to this next cut. It's her second top 10 single. It's called Real Love, inside the Soul Lounge.
I'm
Soul Lounge.
To buy Mary some time while she recorded her next album, her record label released a second album, What's the 411 Remix, which featured Kid Capri. That album sold over 2 million copies, making her the top-selling female artist at Uptown Records. In 1994, in the midst of dealing with depression, an abusive relationship, and substance abuse problems, Mary J. Blige released My Life, her second album, and this time she co-wrote much of the material, basing it on her own personal life. This was the honest, authentic realness that endeared Mary to fans who continue after all of these years to support her. My Life was named one of the 500 greatest albums of all time by Rolling Stone magazine, and it too went triple platinum. The first single from that album remains on my Life Anthems playlist. This is Be Happy inside the Soul Lounge.
How can I love?
music is the language of the soul.
Time on my hand. Since you've been away, boy, I ain't got no plans. No, 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 no. And the sound of the rain against my window pane is slowly, it's slowly driving me insane. Boy, I'm going down, I'm going down, 'cause you ain't around, baby. My whole world upside down. Sleep don't come easy, boy, please believe me. Since you've been gone, everything's going wrong. Why'd you have to say goodbye? Look what you've done to me. I can't stop these tears from falling from my eyes. Ooh, baby.
I'm Going Down. This was the second single from Mary J. Blige's My Life album, a cover of the 1976 song of the same name by a group called Rolls Royce. It was also Mary's very first top 20 hit in the UK, where she would eventually find herself as she searched for a new sound, but we'll get back to that later. In the summer of 1995, Mary teamed up with rapper Method Man of the Wu-Tang Clan. They recorded a remake of Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell's song, I'll Be There For You, You're All I Need. The song peaked at number 3 on the Billboard chart and earned Mary and Meth a Grammy, Mary's first of 9 that she'd eventually earn. Here they are, Mary and Method Man, inside the Soul Lounge.
I'm there for you anytime you need me. For real, girl, it's me in your world. Believe me, nothing make a man feel better than a woman. Queen with a crown, that be down for whatever.
There are few things that's forever, my lady. We can make war or make babies. Back when I was nothing, you made a brother feel like he was something. That's why I'm with you to this day, boo, no frontin'. Even when the skies were gray, you would rub me on my back and say, baby, it'll be okay. Now that's real to a brother like me, baby. Never ever get my your way. And keep it tight, alright? And I'ma walk these doors so we can live. In a fat crib with thousands of kids. Well, like, you don't need a ring to be my wife. Just be there for me and I'ma make sure we be living in the effing lap of luxury. I'm realizing that you didn't have to f*** with me, but you did. Now I'm going all out, kid, and I got mad love to give. You my...
Do you have a favorite Mary J. Blige song? Well, let me know. Find me on social media. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at VOA Lady DJ. We'll be back with more.
Sounds of yesteryears to today's new soul experience. You are now inside the Soul Lounge.
By 1997, Mary J. Blige was well on her way to solidifying her place among the greatest R&B female artists. She was also well on her way to recovery. She and KC had broken up for good. She was recovering from her addictions and was eager to get back into the studio. This time around, she chose to work with the new group of producers, including the Trackmasters, Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis, R. Kelly, and Babyface. What was born out of those collaborations was her third studio album called Share My World. The album debuted at number one on the Billboard album chart, again selling 3 million copies. That same year, Mary's performance at the Grammy Awards put to rest all of the talk about her not being a true vocalist. In every artist's career, there's like this defining moment, and that one was Mary's. She performed the song Not Gonna Cry, which was also nominated for a Grammy. This is our celebration of the Queen of Hip Hop Soul, Mary J. Blige, inside the Soul Lounge.
Do it. just made love to you. After all the things that we've been through, now what are we gonna do? Oh, Monday, my friend, not Tuesday, we played a game. Wednesday, went away. Thursday, things weren't the same.
Days from Mary J. Blige inside the Soul Lounge. In August of 1999, Mary's self-titled fourth album was released. Fans heard a slightly different, more mature sound, one that was inspired by the soulful sounds of the 70s and 80s. Mary became her most nominated album to date. The lead single, produced by Lauryn Hill, who was on fire at the time, remains one of my favorite Mary J. Blige songs. Here is All That I Can Say inside the Soul Lounge.
But now I don't.
The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. The second instance of those two getting together, that was I Used to Love Him. I am the Lady DJ, and this is the Soul Lounge. And this week, we are bowing down to the queen of hip-hop soul, Mary J. Blige. In 2001, Mary met a man named Kindu Isaacs through her friend, Queen Latifah. They didn't immediately hit it off. Mary admitted her past hurts made her suspicious of men. But he eventually broke through and won her heart. In interviews, Mary has credited Kindu for saving her life. The drama was over. That same year, on the cusp of love, Mary hooked up with Dr. Dre for her album No More Drama. This time, the label decided to focus on moving Mary from the bedroom to the dance floor, and their experiment worked. Family Affair became Mary's first number one hit in the U.S., and it remained on top of the charts for 6 weeks. Here she is inside the Soul Lounge. Yeah.
in the spot tonight, and I'ma make you feel alright. Come on, baby, just party with me. Let it loose and set your body free. Leave your situations at the door, so when you step inside, jump on the floor. Jumping, go ahead and twist your back and get your body bumping. I told you, leave your situations out the door. So grab somebody and get your ass on the dance floor.
In the music business, Mary J. Blige has become one of the most successful female artists ever. She's earned 9 Grammys, 30 nominations, and is one of few artists in history to have 8 or more albums reach multi-platinum status. No one would blame Mary if she decided to just take some time off and bask in the glory of her success, but she keeps working, she keeps reaching, she keeps evolving. In 2014, Mary headed over to London, where she worked with young progressive acts like Disclosure, Naughty Boy, Emily Sandé, and Sam Smith. Though not a commercial success, the London Sessions is certainly a solid album and a refreshing change of pace. Now, where Mary goes next remains to be heard, but wherever that may be, I am certain that her fans will be right there with her, and so will we. I'm Shauna Renee, the Lady DJ, and it has been my pleasure to share her music with you. And until next week, take care of yourselves and each other.
Why would I spend the rest of my days unhappy? Why would I spend the rest of this year alone? When I can go therapy, when I can go therapy, when I can go therapy. 2 times a day. Why would I spend the rest of this week so bitter? And all that listening is making you bitter too. When I can go therapy, when I can go therapy, when I can go therapy 2 times a day. I don't wanna be
lie awake between two and four. Work is stressing me out, and after all this time, it's still never enough. Why would I spend the rest of my days unhappy? Why would I spend the rest of this year alone when I can go therapy?